Today we're going to talk about passwords in PowerShell. If you're like most people, you've got them all right there in Notepad in plain text. Whenever you're using your PowerShell scripts, you're either cutting and pasting or just storing them there in plain. So what I want to do in today's video is show you some of the good ways to do it and the better ways to do it so that your passwords are a little bit safer at night. All right, but first, here's our intro. Hi, my name is Shane Young with Bold Zebras, those guys. And in today's show, we're going to jump in and look at passwords in PowerShell. We're going to look at how to store them in plain text. Bad idea, but we're going to look at how to do it. We're going to look at how to prompt for passwords every time you need to use them. Then we're going to look at how you might do it in a more secure manner. So we're going to look at encrypting them in a local file. And then finally, we're going to end with using the Windows Credential Manager and how we can integrate that into our process. The focus of most of the scripts will be using it for SharePoint Online, but all the techniques that we're going to discuss here can be used for any your PowerShell scripts where you might be storing passwords today. So should be fun. Let's just switch over to my desktop and get started. All right, so my desktop here is a Windows 8.1 machine that I built just for these exercises. I've installed the Windows Management Framework 5.1, and I've also installed the PS Readline utility for PowerShell. So if you're not familiar with those tools, they just kind of get your PowerShell up to the latest and greatest, and then makes it a little easier to use because it's going to color code my commandlets. If you're not familiar with that, there is a video linked down below that has the step-by-step how to get that installed, but I'm going to assume you've already done that. So the first thing I'll do is I will just go ahead and hit start, and I'm going to type in PowerShell. And then what we're going to do is we need to run as administrator, right? So we're going to right-click, we're going to say run as administrator, yes to the UAC prompt. And so then now that PowerShell is up and running, the first thing I want you guys to do is make sure that you're going to do a start-transcript, right? Using tab complete there to finish it. But this is just that good idea that this gives us that running history of everything that we've done. Speaking of the history, all of the PowerShell that I'm going to show you today, I'll make that available via a download link. So it's free. You'll just have to give me your email address. So, you know, the Bold Zebras can spam you once a month if you do it. But that way you don't have to kind of type all this PowerShell in, especially if you're having any boo-boos. So if you want that, the link is down below to get there. Okay, so here we are. We'll clear off our screen. And so when it comes to passwords, probably the most common thing that I see is people using the script that has, you know, just the variable equals username, right? So something like this. So we'd say, you know, $username equals, and then there's our account. And then I would have another line that says $PW equals my password. Maybe I board it out, maybe I don't. We'll see what happens. So that gets those two into a variable. Once those are in a variable, what I would do then is I would need to convert it to a secure string. So generally speaking, PowerShell won't let you use passwords unless they're a secure string, but they give you a function, convert to dash secure string, to put that in there. And you can see I have to use a force parameter. It says, yes, I really want to change that. And so right now, if I typed in $SP, you'd see that it just says, hey, it's a secure string. It's not going to show it to me. Whereas if I was to type in $PW, it would show me the plain text password that I put in. Okay? So now I've got a $UN with my username, $SP with the secure password. And so then what I'll often do is I'll then have to convert those to an actual credential. So then you would run a line like this, right? $plaincred, I just made up a name, plaincred equals new object system.management.automation.ps credential dash argument list $UN, $SP. So if we do that, that has now created us a credential object with that username and password safely stored in it. So if I wanted to connect to like my SharePoint Online account, I could do connect -msol service -credential plain cred, hit enter. That's going to connect us to Office 365. If you don't have the Office 365 stuff installed and you need to, I also have a video for that linked down below. And remember, I'm showing this in the context of Office 365 or the SharePoint Online stuff, but you could be doing it for different reasons. So don't get hung up on the fact that I'm using Office 365 for all my examples. But I did connect MSOL service. And so then the last thing I would do here real quick is just a get MSOL user. And so then that way we'll see the users get listed. And so we know that I successfully authenticated out to Office 365 using a plain text password. So that's probably the most common way that I see people use usernames and passwords. They just put them right there in plain text in their scripts. But B, it's the least secure possible way because anyone looking over your shoulder could see the password is right there in plain text. So I don't want you to do that way, but I know a lot of you do, so I want to kind of cover what was going on with that methodology. Let's clear our screen. So the second way that you could do it, and this is a way that I've shown in the most of the previous videos that I've done, is to use the PowerShell cmdlet get credential. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to run $askcred. So I'm going to create a variable called askcred, and I'm going to say equals get credential. When I do that, I'll get a pop-up box. And so for that pop-up box, then I can type in the username and password. So this is a good methodology because it is secure. I'm not storing the stuff, but it is annoying that you have to put it in there. And especially if you're trying to do automated scripts and things like that, it gets to be kind of cumbersome if you gotta, you know, type in the username and password for your automated scripts. Not really automated at that point. But once we've done something like that, right, now if I do our friend connect MSOL service and then dash credential and I do $askcred, almost sound like I said a bad word there. I didn't. So that works, right? And then we do get MSOL user. And so you can see that methodology works. That's the one that I've shown in all my other videos that I've done with the PowerShell online stuff and the Azure stuff, just different ways of scripting. And speaking of Azure though, Azure uses a different credential set than the standard PowerShell credentials. So it's actually a whole different topic. So this won't apply to if you're trying to use login Azure RM accounts. That's not going to work for this one. There's a different methodology for that, and there'll be a link down below for better reading or another video on that, depending on what I come up with. So that's the second way to do credentials, right? It's good, it's secure, but it's not. It's kind of cumbersome because you had to manually do it. So the third methodology we're going to look at here is using a blog post that my buddy Todd Clint wrote, and you know it's written on the internet about 100 different from 100 different people, 100 different ways. But in his script, what he does is he shows you how to create a local file on your file system that stores the username and password. And I would give this a decent amount of security, right? Because what we're going to see as we work through this process is it's going to save the username and password to a file, and the password will be encrypted, hashed might be a better way of putting it. The password will be in a more secure fashion. And that file that stores these in can't readily be used on another system. It's tied to the account that you use to create the file with. So that makes it a little more secure. Now, the bad news is I'm guessing with a little bit of poking around the internet, you could probably figure out how to reverse engineer all of it. But generally speaking, when you think about security, we're trying to make it so that someone doesn't accidentally discover the password. And then we know if someone goes and does this process, they would be maliciously hacking your computer to get this file and then to decrypt it. So, you know, not going to stop that person from getting in with this methodology, but we are going to stop the casual looky-loo person. So that's what we're probably after anyway. So to do this methodology, we're going to run through a few steps here. And so the first one is we're going to create the file. And before I create the file, I'm going to make us a folder just so we can see there's no shenanigans. So here on the C drive, I'm going to create a new folder called safe. Right, I could have done this with PowerShell. I could have done MD for make directory and then the C colon safe, but I don't know. Visuals are sometimes easier. So I made us a folder called safe. There's nothing in it. And so we're going to paste in here. And so the first step in this process, right, the first time we have to give it the credentials so that we can store those securely. So let me type in my username here, or actually cut and paste my username because I'm too lazy to type this big long thing in. This is the real reason I want to modify, or I want to be able to automate all this stuff. Is username and password is just too long for me. Okay, so I took, right, so $credentials equals gets credentials. So we put the values that we just typed in into here. And then $filename equals C colon safe secret file dot text. So we're going to store it in that particular file. And so what we're going to do is credentials, take that object and pipe it over to export CLI XML. And then path is a file name, so we'll hit enter. And so when we do that, we can see we get a secret file here on the file system. If we double click on it, you can see there's a username in plain text, and here's the password. That is not what I typed in, right? I typed in like 10 characters, and this is, I don't know, hundreds? I don't know, a whole bunch of characters, because that was that process of hashing it. So it's been stored on a machine. It's the secret file. Yay. So we'll close that. We'll close this. So then now in my script to use that particular file, what I can do is I just need this little chunk of PowerShell. So I put this in all my files to take advantage of it. So cred path equals the location of the file. And then file creds is import CLI XML path cred path. So go get that file and import the CLI XML stuff. And that's going to decrypt it as long as you're on this machine using the same user account. If I was to take that secret file.txt file and go dump it on my server and log in with a different account, it's not going to work. It's going to be like, does not compute. So this is where you get that little bit of security, because it does, this file is now tied to the account that I went ahead and created this as. So that's all done. And then now let's try out our SharePoint Online stuff using that methodology. So connect MSL service credential file cred and get MSOL user. Boom. So let's scroll back up here. So this is a great one, right? If you're just trying to figure out, you know, a simple way to get stuff into a text file so you can automate your passwords, this is probably the simplest of the methodologies. You get a little bit of security, not foolproof, but a little bit. Now also keep in mind, if you were going to do this for a script you're going to automate, so you wanted to, you know, run the Windows task every day at 4 a.m. to back up some stuff using PowerShell, and you wanted to store the password this way, you're either going to need to run that Windows task as the same account that you created this secret file as. Well, no, you just have to do that, right? So you'd go in and change the Windows task to be that. If you wanted the Windows task to run as a service account, then you'd need to log into the system one time as that service account and create the secret file with that particular account so that it would have access when it was running as that account for your timer job every night. So just keep that in mind. That is an important little caveat to this methodology. Right, but that's a good one. I really like that one. Kudos to Todd for documenting that for us. All right, so it's clear screen. So the last one here I want to talk about, this is one that I've been using very recently. This is kind of the one I was looking for. I couldn't find it, and I finally tripped over it. I figured out this problem, and that's what kind of prompted me to go ahead and make this video. In between watching all my cat and dog videos, watch the Puppy Bowl. Hopefully you guys get to watch the Puppy Bowl. My kids are big fans, so watching the Puppy Bowl, I got this all solved, and this is what we got. And so what this methodology we're going to do is we're going to use the Windows Credential Manager. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hit Start, and I'm going to type in Credential Manager. And I am told that this is available on Windows 7. I've confirmed it's on Windows 8 and Windows 10, so I don't think it should be anything surprising for anyone. But so when I'm in Credential Manager here, what you want to do is you want to go to Windows Credentials, and I'm going to say I want to add a generic credential. And it's like, hey, what is the internet or network address? So I'm not going to actually demo, give it a name. I'm going to call it 0365, right? So O for office and 365. And then for my username here, I'm going to put in the same username we've been using, just like that. And then for the password, I will type in my password. No peeking, guys. I know you were trying to steal my password, but okay. And so then now that has been stored in my local Windows Credential Manager. So that information is available. Now, unfortunately, to take advantage of the components of Credential Manager, there's not built-in PowerShell. So I've had to go and find a third-party way to do that. It's a free one. It's out there on the PS Gallery. But to install that, you're going to need to go out and get Credential Manager. The good news is PowerShell makes this pretty easy. I'm going to go to my PowerShell window. All right, so we're going to run the line install module-name credential manager and hit enter. So after a few seconds here, I'm getting prompted, hey, this is an untrusted repository. Are you sure you want to install from there? Well, everything you read on the internet is true, so of course you do. So we're going to type in yes and hit enter. Also, if this is your first time installing a module remotely, you might get prompted, do you want to install the latest versions of nuget? That's the package handler that pulls this stuff down. You would want to say yes to that also if you got prompted for that. We've covered some of that in some of the other videos, so I don't want to harp on it too much here. But the other thing to keep in mind is if you're having problems with these remote scripts, you might want to check your execution policy, right? So get execution policy. You need to be running remote signed. If you do get execution policy and it says restricted, a lot of these remote scripts aren't going to work. And so if it was restricted, then you would just do set execution policy, remote sign, just like that. It would warn you, are you sure you want to change it? And yes, you would. So that's a quick little trick there. All right, but so now we've installed the Credential Manager utility off of PS Gallery. I'll clear my screen off. And so the great command, it only comes with like four or five commandlets. And if you wanted to see those, you could type in get command dash module credential manager. And so it comes with four commands. So get stored credential, get strong password, new stored credential, and remove stored credential. So what we're going to take advantage of is the get stored credential. Because now what I want to do, so now we have that available to us, we'll clear our screen off again, is we'll paste over here. So we'll say manage credentials equals get stored credential dash target 0365, right? 0365 being the credential that we just created over in the credential manager, right? So we hit enter there. So that puts that value there. And if I did everything correctly, we should now be able to do connect MSOL service credential. Oh, it should be manage cred, not ask cred. So we'll do that again. Manage cred. All right, that looks like that connected. And then we will do get MSOL user just to make sure. And so that got all of our users. So there's a great methodology, right? Now we know that the username and password that I have access to is stored in the credential store. So I know it's secure. I know that someone can't just, you know, Google for 5 minutes on how to hack that and get that password out of there. So that's a pretty good method for getting passwords, storing them and using them, whether it be for service account or for connecting to your online resources or things like that. And to feel good that it is all taken care of. The other nice thing about using Credential Manager is that the PNP, right? The Patterns and Practices PowerShell, that there's a video for down below if you haven't used before. But that's the main thing I use when working with SharePoint Online. It natively supports the Credential Manager, so you don't have to use that add-on we did. But if I do this script right here, connect to the Patterns and Practice Online, right? So connect-pnp-online-url, that's the URL to my SharePoint tenant, and then -credential 0365, that being the thing we just did in Credential Manager. They have a built-in methodology for using Credential Manager, so you don't need the third-party tool. But now we know how to use Credential Manager both for our Patterns and Practices PowerShell and for our SharePoint Online, you know, getting to our Azure account or MSL services and things. So it's a pretty handy way to go. So I think that about wraps it up. Hopefully this helps you guys understand kind of the different options you have around passwords, how you should be managing them. You know, shows you the evil way of doing it on in plain text. If that's what you really need to do, it's what you need to do. But at least I've shown you the right ways and the wrong ways of how to do all this. As always, if you like what you see here, you know, give me a thumbs up or hit the subscribe button. You know, there's lots of PowerShell videos out here. And if you need any help with this, leave a comment below. If you check the other videos, I get lots of questions and I always try to answer them and help people work through their problems. But sometimes if it's a little more than just some answers on online, can also do some consulting with you through Bold Zebras. And of course, you can always tweet me at Shane Scowls. So thanks. Have a great day.